Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning. Thank you so much, Isaiah, for introducing this show, as you do every time we come on the air here on Homebase Business 101. And, hey, we want to make sure that we thank our 40,000-plus listeners out there, 40,418 last I looked. And we just want to thank them for tuning in and, you know, and making this something that is definitely listener-supported radio, and we really appreciate that. And, hey, we got the chat room open also this morning, so those of you that listening online, you can go to the chat, you know, and if you got a question or comment, you can send that in the chat room. And also this morning, besides taking text messages, which you can text to 252-406-0774, we also will probably open up the phone lines this morning in terms of any questions that some people might have out there. And, you know, basically we're talking about getting ready for Black Friday and Cyber Week. Getting ready for Black Friday and Cyber Week. And what we want to do is, as we deal with getting ready for Black Friday and Cyber Week, this week we will focus on how to prepare for the best time of the year to shop online and the best time of the year to start an online business. The Internet is here to stay. Don't you want to cash in on it? The Internet is here to stay. Don't you want to cash in on it? This is a great time of the year to really position oneself, because you can make some money, like, instantly, today. You know, a lot of times you sign up for an opportunity, you know, it takes a little time to generate income and make money. But you can make money starting today, this very moment. You can get signed up today and get yourself an e-commerce mall and a travel portal, and you can start soliciting customers today. And, you know, we're going to be going over today and the rest of this week and next week. Just how to position oneself, you know, especially, you know, coming up Black Friday, Cyber Week. And, you know, today, tomorrow, I will basically begin just reinforcing, you know, how to get started in business that I'm in and how that business will position you to take advantage of all of the online sales and shopping and all of those things that we have that's going on at this current time, and, you know, just how to really position yourself, you know, to begin to make money instantly. See, instantly, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you can get started and you can have a paycheck next week. And you can begin to position. You got some things out there you want to buy for some loved ones for the holidays. Well, everyone's going to be shopping. And you can position yourself to take advantage of that. We got a, I said this morning, we'll do something a little bit different. I'm opening up the phone lines this morning also. I see we have a question out here from someone. Let's see. All right. Caller, last four digits, 5570. Question or comment around getting ready for Black Friday or Cyber Week? Caller 5570, you're on the air. Question or comment? Okay. We'll come back to that call. Don't know what happened. They put up, they had a question. So we'll come back to them. Make sure the switchboard is working right. Okay, let's try again. Caller, last four digits is 5570. You're on the air. You have a question or comment? Okay, maybe something's wrong with the switchboard. Mute. Go back again. Try it one more time.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you this morning?
Okay, good. I can hear you now. Yes, sir. You have a question or comment around Black Friday and Cyber Week?
Yes, sir. If you would, take a moment, explain to me why Cyber Week is so important. And I really haven't paid attention to it much before, but why is it so important? How can I better position myself to take advantage of such shopping times of the year in which we have such a greater volume of money being spent throughout the nation, if you will?
Yes, okay, very, very, very good question. Okay, thank you, and I will address that question. Yes, you know, this time of the year, especially, you know, starting right after, a little before Halloween and coming into the month of November and the month of December, is retailers make close to 50% of all of the revenue, bringing 50% of all of the revenue that they bring in for the entire year in this last quarter. And specifically, once we get into, like right now, the Thanksgiving period, and then, you know, they had this thing, Black Friday, where, you know, they have all of these special sales, you know, getting people lined up for the Christmas holidays and all of that, and you can get a certain thing at a certain price, and, you know, and then people would go stand in lines to, you know, get in line at 3 o'clock in the morning to try to be the first one in when the doors open and all of that. And then what happened there, a shift took place, a market shift. And that market shift, again, is the Internet. And when that market shift took place in terms of the Internet, people said, why go stand in the daggum line at 3 o'clock in the morning when I can get on my computer at 12 o'clock a.m. on Black Friday and start shopping and definitely get what I want because I'm online getting it. A lot of times people would stand in those lines at those stores only to get in to find out they only had five of the daggone things, and then people get to pushing and shoving and fighting, and we've had people that have actually gotten killed and stamped and stepped on during Black Friday and stampedes. And with this market shift, the power of the Internet is now for the same thing, you can go online and do the shopping. And then what happened, it first started with what was called Cyber Monday. Cyber Monday was like just the Monday after Black Friday. It was sort of like people go online and made people think at first, you know, well, you know, hey, what they didn't get that Friday, we got another extra special deal here. You can get it online that Monday, Cyber Monday. Then it went from Cyber Monday to Cyber Week. And really, you know, you can shop online all year long, but the deals, you know, the deals, you can find a lot of 2-for-1 items, 50% off items. The deals are just so unbelievable. And I said, and it began is because this is the time of the year that merchants bring in 50% or more of all of the revenue that they need for the entire year. This is the time of the year that helps them get out of the red and into the black. And so since that's what's going on, and this is the time of the year that they can get out of the red and into the black, it just makes business sense to position oneself that with an online shopping mall, with all of the stores that are going to be offering these specials from Macy's to Walmart to Circuit City. Yes, Circuit City is not out of business, people. Circuit City is online to Home Depot, Office Depot, you know, Sears. And then stores that, you know, people, Old Navy, I mean, over 800 different stores a person can have on an online e-commerce shopping mall that positions themselves where now they become a portal for all of these stores. Not one store, but all of these stores that are going to be bringing in these revenue. It's the same, you know, it's the same store's online site. It ain't like something like Macy's. It's the same Macy's site, going to have the same deals. But now, by taking advantage of that from a business point of view, and that's what I'm basically focusing on today and tomorrow from a business point of view, is by owning and purchasing a product that enables you to have access to all of these stores through your own e-commerce shopping mall, you can go out now and seek those same customers that are going to go do this anyway. Not only can you seek them and make money, but you can also have them become what's called an affiliate, where they shop through the store that they was going to go to anyway, but they shop through your e-commerce mall, and they will get 30% of the vendor commission, and you get a matching 30%. So let's say, for example, a person, they go online and they're doing all of their shopping, and let's say that after they hit all of the different stores that they're going to go, let's say they made $50. Well, they're going to get all of the things that they was going to get. They're going to earn $50. But because they're your customer, you get $50 too. That's what I meant about you can start making money today, right now. All one has to do, if they're interested in how they can make money today, starting right now, is just send us a text with their email address in it to 252-406-0774, 252-406-0774. Send us a text with your email in it and say, I want to learn how I can get paid starting today. And we will position you, give you the opportunity to position yourself. Now, there's a small investment, but for what you're going to make, it's minuscule. A small investment of $200 that will allow you to purchase a shopping portal and a travel portal that will enable you to have customers shopping right now off of your site. And the other thing that that's going to do for you, too, is you'll get a tax write-off, too, because now you have become a merchant, a business owner. I like to say a merchant, though. You know what I mean? You know, because, you know, that's what you are. You're a merchant. You're allowing people to be able to come where they're going to spend their dollars, do their shopping, get the things they were going to get, and it's a win-win situation because your customers get all the things they want, they get paid, and you get paid. Caller, did that answer your question?
Yes, sir, it did. Thank you so kindly.
All right, you're welcome, and thank you for calling in.
Yes, sir.
All right. Again, you know, this is you know, a great opportunity, a great window of opportunity. And so for those of you that's out there that's listening, you know how windows are. They open and they close. So you got right now you can position yourself between today and Thanksgiving. Get your $200 together, whatever you got to do. You can borrow it. You know, you can get together with another family member and y'all can become co-merchants. Put $100 together a piece. Whatever it takes to get you $200 together. Because, see, members of your family, they're going to go shopping. They're going to be looking for the, I don't know what the latest item out there is now, but I remember the year they had the Tickle Me Elmo doll, you know, and, you know, that was a hot item. And, you know, hey, everybody wanted to get one of those Tickle Me Elmo dolls. You know, I don't know what the hot item is, but I will have a list of hot items. When I do this program, either Wednesday or tomorrow's Wednesday, probably Thursday, either it might be tomorrow too. I'll be going through and I'll be checking out specials and who's selling what. You know, what is the hot item that people are looking for? So they're gonna go buy it. Why not position yourself so that when they make that purchase, that they can get paid and you can get paid? I mean, it just makes so much practical sense. But some of you, are going to get stuck on stupid and go through the paralysis of analysis and leave money on the table. See, don't leave any money on the table. Right now, again, I say you can position yourself. So as the holidays are coming up, you need extra money? Why go trade hours for dollars when people are going to be shopping? And if you know, hey, you come on board, and you know we help you with flyers, how to advertise. If you got a Facebook page, you can, you know, your Facebook friends, you can let them know, hey, who's looking for what? You just post the item, and you tell them where to go it on your site, what store to go to, where they can get it, because they're going to go buy it. Why not do you? Most of them going to go buy it, and they ain't going to get paid nothing. Ain't that amazing? And you can allow them to go buy it and get paid something and make something yourself. So, you know, so that's what we're really excited about, as, you know, in terms of the theme of this show, getting ready for Black Friday and Cyber Week, is that, you know, the country is, quote-unquote, in a tremendous recession. But you couldn't tell me that. Yesterday I went to the store to get some items for, you know, for the big day coming up. Ours, everyone's, you know, out shopping, getting what they need, the collard greens and the, you know, the sweet potatoes and, you know, turkeys and all of those different items. And, I mean, you know, the lines are long and the stores are overstocked. They got more stock right now than they normally would have because they know people are coming and going to go shopping and going to spend money. You can't tell them there's a recession going on, see, but they know that this is the time of the year to make that money back that they've been losing all year, and people going to find the money to buy what they want. Believe that. So, you know, those who say, well, you know, people don't have that much money, they might not shop off of my site. Believe me. Whatever it is that people are looking for, they're going to go buy it. People will delay paying a light bill during this time of the year to go buy toys and gifts. One of the things that used to depress me when I lived in Baltimore, Maryland, was that Baltimore has this thing where, you know, when you don't pay your rent, they put you out and they set your stuff out on the curb. And the thing that was always, you know, kind of depressing was around mid-January and early February, during the coldest time of the year, too, in Baltimore, you would see a whole lot of people who were getting evicted. And what did that say? A lot of what they did was they took their rent money and went Christmas shopping. I remember a year a family member of mine had to get a lecture from my father, who, you know, the family member wanted to get this certain kind of bicycle for the, you know, for the child. And, you know, it was, I forget how much it cost, but, you know, it was going to, meant that they, in order to buy it, they was going to have to skip paying rent. And my father was explaining to them, well, the best gift you can get them is to pay your rent, so y'all got a roof over your head. We were saying, you know, well, you know, I just try to find a way to double it up. See, if you're struggling to pay the one money, how are you going to double up and pay two? But my point is this, is that people are going to go and spend their money for the things that they want. It's just something about this time of the year. The merchants know it. That's why they do all of these specials, these sales, because they know that, you know, no matter how bad we say the economy is, people are going to go and spend their money, and they're going to shop, and they're just going to do it. Believe me, they're going to do it. And you, and those of you that's listening and know the truth, you know they're going to do it too. All I'm saying is this. Since they're going to do it, they're going to do it anyway. Why shouldn't you position yourself as a merchant where you don't even have to set up all of the links and all of that? All of that's done for you. As opposed to go and spending all of your money, spend $200. You get the site, you get a tax write-off, and you capture those dollars. And from that $200 investment, you probably can make yourself anywhere from $1,500 to $2,000 to $3,000 to maybe possibly $5,000 between now and the end of the year. Because you're going to have another era that's going to hit. That's going to be the day after Christmas. Another big shopping cycle. Because what happens on the day after Christmas? They got to get rid of the rest of the leftover inventory. And so they drop and they slash the prices. Again, a big shopping and spending period. But if you don't position yourself, you just miss it. Now, again, let's look at this also from those of you out there who are connected with a church that needs to do fundraising. This is a perfect time of the year for your church, your nonprofit, or your ministry to cash in and do fundraising and telling people, hey, come to the church's site, or come to the nonprofit site, do all of the holiday shopping. They get paid, and you help us raise money for whatever worthwhile cause you're raising money for. Another win-win situation. And I know your church got $200. I mean, come on, let's be real. I know your church got $200 they can invest to raise $5,000 to $10,000. You know, and this is one of the things I'm going to share with people. And I say this, and you know, and don't take it the wrong way. And, you know, don't. You know, look at it from a negative perspective. But see, when the person in your church comes to you and say, you know, well, hey, look, let's do a fish plate sale so we can raise money for the project we got to give away some food and stuff for the homeless for the holidays. Great project, giving away some food, giving back, helping those needy. You should say to them, I love the cause. I want to support the cause. But doing a fish fry is labor intensive and getting people to spend discretionary income. Why don't we just invest in a travel site with an e-commerce component to it? And then all of the shopping, all of us are going to do in the church anyway. All the things that we're going to go buy anyway, we can buy them from the stores that's on the site, through the church's site. Not only can we buy them, we can get paid 30% commission, and the church gets a matching check. So the church is going to get paid twice. Why? Because the church is going to get paid twice. Because the 30% commission you make, 10% of that is you're going to tie it back to the church. So you make $500. You give the church $50 back in terms of tithes and offerings. Or you might decide to double tithe and give them, you know, $100. And then they're going to make, you made $500, they made $500. And you'll raise much more money to go help purchase the items you want to feed the homeless if that's your particular project. See, but again, listen to what I'm saying here. I'm saying this not in a negative way. When confronted with a fundraising I did and said, Sister so-and-so, Brother so-and-so, you know, we're going to do such and such. I need you to, you know, donate money so that we can, you know, buy this fish and stuff. And so we're going to, because we're going to sell fish plates. Say, no, I got a better idea, Rev. I got a better idea, Deacon. I got a better idea, whoever the fundraising committee is. I got a better idea. We can make a one-time purchase for $200 to get an online travel and e-commerce store that will allow us as a church or as a nonprofit to raise money all year long, but especially this time of year when people are going to just go out and they're going to be doing all of this, I call it rumbunctious shopping. You know, they're going to shop till they drop. Let's just be real. They're going to shop till they drop. Great fundraising time. Great fundraising time. And we have to get adamant about that. You know, the people that I relate to, the institutions that I relate to, you know, that's what I do now. When they come with a fundraising idea, I say, no, no, no. I say, you know, there's been a market shift in fundraising. That fundraising idea you have, that's old, it's antiquated, That's from the past. It's labor intensive. In the end, we ain't going to make enough money to actually take care of the project that we want to take care of. Let's do a fundraiser where we don't have to ask people for discretionary income. See? We do a fundraiser through the e-commerce and travel fundraising technique. Then we capture the dollars that people are already spending. See, I don't have to convince you to buy toilet paper. You're going to buy toilet paper. So just think, if everybody in the church or everybody in the nonprofit organization, the supporters, bought their toilet paper, and you don't have to switch brands. You can, if you like Charmin, Charmin. If you like Scott, Scott. If you like, I think another one's called Northern or whatever. So whatever brand you like, you can buy that brand off of the e-commerce site from the store you've been buying it from anyway. If you get it from Target, I mean, they call it Target, Target's, you know, I always get it wrong, Target's or Walmart or, you know, one of the specialty stores, you can buy your toilet paper. Just think, if everybody in the church bought their toilet paper from off the church's site each month, that's a fundraiser. And you're going to get 30% of the commission. See, so we have to have what I call an enlightened consciousness to take people out of antiquated ways of doing things, because, again, the Internet, as I said before, the Internet is here to stay, baby. It ain't going nowhere. And it's still infancy stages. It's still in its infancy stages. And, you know, it's so, so, so important. And we need to deal with how to master this. All right, we're down to our last couple minutes here, and what we're going to do is we're going to close out with our theme song called It's My Time. And I think we have a question that came in here. Go back to this question. The question about being unemployed, how do I get ready to 75 people a job? That's not good. Yes, that is not good. And if you lost your job and, you know, need to position yourself, there's probably some people you know that are still working. And, you know, if you don't have the money to invest in the site, get with some people and ask them to invest in you. We're going to business. You're going to business together. And for those that are still working, you can get them to do their shopping on here, and then you can look at how to come up with a game plan to realistically replace the income that you lost through losing your job. Sorry to hear about these people that, whatever city this is, that lost 275 people that lost their jobs. That's, you know, hey, that's what's going on out here. And those people need to band together and look at ways, other ways and means to make money. The Internet is a very viable option. I know, you know, when you're looking at the few dollars that you have, how to hold on to them, but you're going to have to spend them anyway. Why not make an investment in yourself? And I remember one time Les Brown said the following. He says, when you lose your job, think of it this way. And I know it's kind of a difficult pill for people to swallow right now. Is that now I've been given the opportunity to find my God-given talent. And I know that's a rough one to swallow, but you're going to have to do something. And, hey, this is a viable opportunity. And for those that, you know, want to talk about that in more depth, send me your email, phone number, and I can discuss that with you off the air. All right, hey, I need to close out with a theme song here, and let me pull that up. And God bless you, and we want to thank everybody for tuning in this morning. We'll be back, God willing, and the creek don't rise, as my grandmother said. with another edition of Home Based Business 101 tomorrow, and we will begin talking about the same topic, getting ready for Black Friday and Cyber Week.